Normally, we're warned against keeping cash at home, but households will soon be advised to keep a small number of notes at home in case of emergencies. It's part of an update to public advice on what to do during extreme events like cyber attacks or power cuts caused by bad weather. But with many of us reliant on tapping our phones or cards, just how well prepared would we be if we had to rely on hard cash? Adele McAllister has been finding out.
Cash is king, and your credit card might just be a piece of plastic, a charger and a power bank.
Because that's part of the European Commission's campaign earlier this year, advising all citizens to be prepared in the event of a crisis. Among the list of items to have is some cash. Commissioner Hajalabib reminding us that banks and ATMs might not always be working.
We have actually 10 scenarios on the table. It starts from floods, wildfires, natural disaster, to a terrorist attack, a tsunami.
Other European countries such as Austria, Finland and the Netherlands have already recommended keeping a sum of between 70 and 100 euro per household member in case of emergencies, or enough to pay for essentials for 72 hours. So just how likely is a major disruption? Here's cybersecurity expert Brian Honan.
All our lives in some way now are reliant on a digital element. And the key thing as well is there's a supply chain behind all this. So, you know, we saw major disruptions back in 2021 to the HSE due to the ransomware attack against the HSE. But in recent months, we've seen major disruptions to other service providers when the likes of Amazon AWS cloud went down.
He says high-profile outages remind us of how dependent we are on technology, and having some cash at hand is good advice for individuals and businesses.
It's sensible for businesses and individuals not just to consider about keeping cash around in order to be able to buy goods in the event of a prolonged outages, but businesses and individuals should look at their digital footprint. If there's a power outage and you're running a shop, can you still run your cash registers, for example, while power comes back? You know, so it's looking at all these things and seeing how can I continue operating as an individual or as a business, and indeed as a society, how can we continue to operate in the event of a major disruption, be that from storms or cyber attacks?
So just how well would we manage without our cards and phones? I spoke to shoppers and some business owners in Crumlin Village in Dublin.
If the whole system went down, like if there was any kind of cyber disruption, would you have enough cash either in your wallet or at home to keep going
Struggle. No, I wouldn't. I'd struggle. Yeah. I tend to use card these days. Since COVID, I'd use card. Yeah.
And we're here in your hardware shop in Crumlin Village. Do you find most people would tap or use the card or cash?
Majority tap. Yeah, the majority of people tap. The high percentage would be card. Would be card, yeah. Very, very few people use cash. But some people stringently stick to cash. They always go, cash is king. 100 euro won't go very far. They wouldn't even get you a weekly shop. So I don't see the sense to it.
Cash, yeah, I would use cash. I find it easier, actually, and I'm able to keep tabs on what I'm spending.
Mainly card.
Yeah. And can I ask you then, if the whole system were to go down in the event of a big cyber disruption or anything, would you have enough cash to go by for a couple of days?
Probably not. No. I did have a bit of cash at home until last week, but something broke and I had to get it fixed, so I'll have to reaccumulate it.
Cash.
Yeah. And you've always preferred to deal in cash, have you?
Yes, yep. Yeah. I feel you have more options.
And making sure older people have options in an emergency is a priority for Sean Moynihan of Alone.
Ultimately, is like all of us, we have to be much clearer around cyber. We do a huge amount of training and support for older people around technology and protection around that. And obviously, the most important thing around financial management as well as cash is encouraging older people to stay financially independent.
While generally older people have been warned against keeping cash at home, he says keeping small amounts of cash at hand for emergencies is now a good idea for all of us.
Nobody has transferred over to a cashless society. We all need access to cash at times for emergency purposes, whether that is something that happened or whether it's a bad weather spell or whether it's a situation where we just need to go to a shop or an agency or a place that doesn't actually even take digital payment or digital payment isn't available. So I think it's good advice for older people, but I think it's also good advice for the rest of us.
Sean Moynihan of Alone, ending that report from Adele McAllister.